So sure. Did you stay or no? We already had
your check? Didn't. I got my check and I kind of got out of there just because, like, the energy seemed like, I don't know, like the movie Blade, where it's like the nightclub goes from a nightclub to they're all vampires, and all of a sudden, like, it had that feel to it. Where I was like, I was like, these people might eat me. Like, it was just so sexually charged and concentrated.
Right.
And so, yeah, I kind of just got out of there. They did have security there, though, which I thought was interesting.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you never let me go. Sorry to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. I'm going on a British Airway. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Hey everybody, Ari Shaffir here. And maybe you don't know everything about me. I am a stand-up comedian, but something you might not suspect is that even though I'm a stand-up comic, I'm actually not a very good writer. Never been a very good writer. I don't even know how to do it. My OCD, no, not OCD. What's the other one for learning disabilities? What's the one where, like, rich kids or middle-class kids didn't want to study, so they just got their parents to fucking write them a note saying... saying they had different ways of learning. Learning disabilities, yeah. And so I just never, it's a mixture of that and I'm just lazy. I've never really sat down and written much. And it shows, you know, I'm more of a physical comic than I am a conversational and physical comic than I am of a witty guy. You see a guy like Mark Norman and you're like, damn, those are well-written lines. And you see a guy like me, they're like, can you repeat his jokes? Like, not really. I did have a good time when I watched him, and you will have a good time, June 17th at the Pantages Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the Vic Theater, June 18th in Chicago, Illinois. You'll both have a good time there. I still don't know who's fucking opening. Maybe Ryan O'Neill. Who knows? But anyway, I got to ask him. I got to ask somebody right now. It's got to be somebody decent. I'm not going to get a local. So anyway, the point is, I'm not that good a writer. And in place of good writing, I figure out another way to get laughs or keep interest. And this podcast is no different. I like to shoot in fucking weird spots. I've done it since before I had video. Video is available at youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. I've done it before I've had video. Or I've done it where I've shot stuff in Iceland off the Sound in Reykjavik. The best example is on the Great Wall of China. I did an intro, audio only, with Nick Youssef. And I've shot actually interviews in Beijing with Des Bishop and in Phnom Penh, all about Myanmar with fucking William Childress. So in the place of fucking wit and skill, I use ridiculousness. And something I do for this podcast is I shoot in weird spots. And man, I did a weird one today. Me and Anthony DeVito shot on a plane. Video podcast on a plane. Coming from, where the fuck were we? Kansas City, Illinois, all the way to, I know that's wrong, but I don't have time to figure out what is right. All the way to New York City. We shot a fucking podcast. It's so fucking stupid. I don't know what I'm going to use for the music for this one. Definitely I'm going to repurpose that Pink Floyd song. It was like, look, daddy, it's an aeroplane up in the sky. The last time I used that was fucking 9/11 podcast. And then, and then what else was there? Maybe, I guess I'm leaving on a jet plane, but I don't want to do the normal one. I figure I've used that too many times. Maybe I'll do the Shaggy version of it. Didn't Shaggy have a version of that? I am. So anyway, me and Anthony DeVito, we did a podcast just on a plane. We talked about the swinging world in Kansas City. Yeah, guys, Kansas City is full of fucking swingers. Kansas City is full of fucking swingers. It's a jazz town. I didn't know that. It's a swingers town. We definitely did not know that. That was a surprise. And above all, it's a swinging town. Also, it's a barbecue town, but I'll just say it since I'm not going back there for probably who knows how long, another 10 years maybe. It's 10 years since I was there last. The barbecue sucks. I'm sorry, Kansas City. It's fucking shit you would get at the fucking airport. It's not very good at all. don't know what to tell you. So me and DeVito, we talked about swinging. He went to a swingers party. Oh, it was fucking good. And we just did it on a plane. My voice, he went right into it. I'm like a little worried that people are going to overhear and get mad. Because plus what we're talking about is fucking dark. If you're watching on YouTube, well, one, you won't be able to get the fucking songs that I'm going to choose for this one. But did you think this was a green screen? It's not. I'm in some park. Ari Parks. Ari, save our parks. Stealing from Chris DeStefano. So, guys, come along with us on the trip from fucking Kansas City. Has anybody ever swung? Leave a comment. Oh, that's only if you're watching on YouTube. There's comments. There's no comments on Spotify or fucking Apple Podcasts. But subscribe wherever you're listening to it. Do me a favor. Tell a few friends about it. Because someday, I'll be dead. And then you won't have me anymore. And you'll be maybe slightly better off in the creative department and slightly worse off in the fun fucking environment department. I'm Ari Shaffir. I say we start this episode. All the sponsors today are drug related. So I say let's go this way instead. Right here, if you're listening on audio, you're about to get a fucking podcast read. Hey, you guys, this episode is brought to you by YoKratom.com. Kratom is another drug that's just not been outlawed or some shit. Like, they just don't know about it. So fucking get yours until it is. Don't tell a senator and just get yours. And YoKratom.com is the home of the $60 kilo. Yep. Do you know what a kilo is? It's like 40 pounds or something. It's not that. I don't know what a kilo is. It's like a weight of a car, right? It might be smaller than that. You should look it up. Kilo. Kilowatt. Is it a kilowatt? Does YoKratom.com have a kilowatt of Kratom for just $60? Huh. They might. As soon as I'm done with this fucking special. Oh, I guess I'm done with it now. Well, I got one more week on the road. And then I'm just going to get fucked up on everything. And why not take some fucking Kratom time too? I'll do a fucking week of Kratom. See if I can get to that level where senators should look into it. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. What's up, fuck faces? It's Ari Shaffir here to tell you about a fucking sweet-ass drug. Delta-8 THC. It's a federally legal version of THC, which means it's fucking drugs. I don't know. It means, somebody probably paid off the government or they don't know about it. Every time a drug is federally legal, it just means they haven't found out about it yet. Or someone's been fucking had their pockets lined. And I don't know which one this is. I'm not going to look into it. I don't really give a fuck. I do give a fuck about this sweet bag of fucking three chi edibles that I have right now. 25 milligrams. Blue raspberry, 20 milligrams. 100 milligrams THCV. 200 milligrams Delta 8 THC. Damn, 8 ball. What's a fucking 8 ball? God damn, dude. They sent me so much shit. I might have to give some of this to the homeless guys in the fucking park. I might go to Central Park and find all the homeless guys and fucking make their day. Anyway, if you want to order great... actually, it's a pretty good fucking time to do this for this podcast because we're flying. Since we're flying on this fucking episode, that's when I like most to take gummies. It's all right to walk around the city and shit. But if you want a tangerine lime 3-chi, 25 milligram... drink enhancer? That's fucking sick. 10 calories. That's not much. If you want a fucking gummy, 10 calories. 25 milligrams. Yeah, get fucking fucked up on a plane, guys. I mean, legitimately, it makes it an adventure. Instead of just being bored, now you're fucking hanging on. You feel at some point like you're pulling the plane up into the air. And who gets you there? 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. They want me to tell you that it was designed by some fucking biochemist from the United States of America, but what they don't know is nobody gives a shit about that. You guys are drug addicts, and you would buy it if it was made by the fucking Ayatollah Khomeini himself. You'd be like, I don't care as long as he makes good shit. That's what they did in fucking England when everyone hated Saudi Arabia, and then some Saudi Arabian sheik bought Newcastle, the Newcastle Black, and then they're like, ah, whatever. Who cares about fucking... you know, civil rights abuses and fucking human rights abuses. As long as our team's winning, and he does spend on the team, you got to give him that. But I don't think 3chi.com was started by the Ayatollah Khomeini. I think it was just some company in America. So Go there, use a promo code Ari, and you'll get yourself 5% off your order. That's right, 5% off your order of sweet drugs that make the fucking plane rides worthwhile again. You can also take it for fucking movies and shit, but I think it's pretty apropos that we talk about it here with the plane rides. Guys, thank you very much, 3G.com. Don't forget, use that promo code Ari for 5% off your Jew, 5% off your order. And let's get back to the episode. If you listen to the video, this podcast is sponsored by Parks, everybody. Everybody says America's number one, USA number one. I believe they are locking me into this fucking park right now, and I'm going to have to climb over this fucking fence. I got to go. But check out the park system. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 470-something. Fuck, they're locking me into this fucking thing. Are you kidding me? I mean, am I going to have to climb over it? That's fucking bullshit. No, they had to do it once over before they locked the fucking door. Did they just lock the fucking door? Motherfucker. I mean, it's done now. I'm either locked in or I'm not. Fuck. But guys, this episode is brought to you by the park system in America. They say America number one, USA number one. It's not the healthcare system. Definitely not. It's not the fucking gun control laws. We're number one in school shootings. I believe that we are. And also, we're number one in parks. People come to this fucking great country to go to Zion, to go to fucking whatever. Even in New York City. There's parks all over the place. We can have a nice lunch and escape the homeless people. I don't know how the homeless people have not discovered this fucking great place. Well, that's why they lock the doors. Anyway, you guys. It's a fun episode. We talked about swinging. We talked about, that's about it. Me and Anthony DeVito, live from a fucking plane over the great United States of America. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 470. 474 or 5. Swingers in a Plane. We had a lot of fucking titles. We could have been a lot more. Swingers in a Plane with Anthony DeVito. Starts now. This is the DIY fucking test.
See, this is, man, this is
a little
like,
bit wild.
This is great. Yeah. It's so funny. It's like, yeah, things have like loosened up after 9/11, like a little bit. Where they're just like, oh man, yeah. Oh, they're all right with two guys who look like us doing a podcast.
Two Browns. Two clearly Browns.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Right, let me get this straight. I think it's about right, right?
Yeah, I think this is pretty good, man.
Okay. I'd say, what's the most surprising thing about, let's just ignore it for a second, about Kansas City. What did you find most surprising about that place?
I think it was when the club manager was like, oh, this is like a swinging town.
That is the most surprising thing. That is the correct answer. So a man's about to sit down. He's going to hella move that. So everyone just be prepared.
I like this.
About to shake.
Oh, man. He sat right on his wife's lap.
Right on his wife's lap.
Gave her the thrill of a lifetime. His old flabby ass.
Yeah, swinger town.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what? It's a Bible Belt town.
Yeah. I mean, I said a thing about they like being in groups. So that's the one thing
And then also, too, I will say maybe there is something about, because we were in that Uber the one other time where it was like, you know, it was like Christian music or whatever, but it was like very graphic about like getting on your knees for like Jesus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if it's getting like a little knees. Like in their head, and you just, you make the natural progression over to like, man, I'm not going to get on my knees for Jesus. I'm going to get,
but
on
I'm
my
gonna
knees,
get on my knees.
For my neighbor's husband.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a good point. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
You perform for him, right? You did
yes.
it once?
Yeah. 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 Howard Johnson's in Pennsylvania. I perform for like a swingers convention.
At a hojo.
Yeah. At a hojo, dude.
At a hojo.
Yeah. They like rented out. Like, that's what the club manager was saying. That's what they did. They rented
how
out.
How can we get here?
I don't know.
Should
I mean,
we like, okay.
I'm, all right, I'm not sure. I think going. Like the ambient noise drowns
should
out
help,
a lot, so we
help,
should
yeah.
be all right.
We're talk, like we're talking.
Well,
we're
never, you know, like something happens. Like well, we get it all on air. We get it.
I did one of these with Nick and Mike Cannon at an airport.
I saw that. Yeah.
I mean, this is upping it.
No,
a little
this
bit.
Is next level, man. This is crazy.
All that's left after this is during a crash.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I hope it's like. I never wish for my own death, but how
this
hilarious
cool. yeah.
that like exactly. we're going down. The last thing we're talking about cancel culture, and they watch a plane crash.
it's like if I had this set up and like there's terrorists about and like take over the plane.
Yeah,
I'll shut up, and I'd be like, set.
Yeah,
like, hey, we're here during yeah, a terrorist yeah. attack. So tell me more about your mom and your upbringing.
Yeah. He like plugs his upcoming dates. I plan an attack on. But yeah, no, so the swingers, you mentioned Howard Johnson. So
swingers.
Yeah, dude. Swingers. They rent out the whole place.
Yeah.
So it's just them. So like, I mean, I always think it's very funny if it's like just them and like they couldn't get the whole place. And it's like also just like one family.
Yeah. When she told me like they rent a hotel, I'm like, it's got to be the whole floor.
Yeah.
But she goes to use the ballroom. They
yeah,
get
yeah.
the downstairs ballroom and they go for it.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, like that's what it was. It was like it was in the like the ballroom of the hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
And they had, as the only time I've ever done a show, and they offered me food and I didn't eat it.
Really? Because
yeah.
it was too disgusting. It was, you're like, what's
yeah.
all this?
Yeah, it was just like, there was just so many just like flopping penises around that I was just like, I don't know, man.
Wait,
I don't
you
know.
You saw them naked?
Yeah, I mean.
Wait. They were also nudists?
They weren't nudists, but when you're in that environment, it's like, you're going to catch a rogue penis here and there. It's not like overwhelming like everyone. But some people are just like, you know, man, I was just in a gangbang. I'm just trying to have some spaghetti. I'm not looking to tuck things away.
Right. So are they down there? Are they all just like chilling? Are they
yeah.
just talking? Are there tables? Is it like a wedding?
There are tables. It kind of feels like a wedding. Yes.
But they're not naked.
No, they're not naked. They're close to naked. Like they're kind of dressed up like Mardi Gras-ish. You know what I mean? Like,
with the they don't do that, do they?
No, no, they don't have like the old timey like Count of Monte Cristo kind of masks. But like, I don't know. It's like tough to say like sexy outfits. They're just like there's glitter, there's wigs, there's
really
yeah. It's kind of like there's this thing in Key West called Fantasy Fest. I don't know if you've ever been.
Is that like furry and shit? Stuff.
Not,
I gotta make sure not to curse. This
yeah.
is the one time on a podcast that I will censor myself and I will not be cursing.
Yeah, it's kind of it has like a Mardi Gras feel, but there's more of like a sex heavy vibe to it. But so it kind of felt like that, and then I was just doing 10 minutes, but it's the most my set was vetted, like it was like a corporate gig. Like the most
at Fantasy Fest.
No, at the swingers thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Fantasy Fest was just like an example of what the environment was. But yeah, they were like very, very much like, these are like the jokes we want you to do exactly.
Yeah.
And no sex jokes.
And no sex.
Which
why,
was
why
interesting.
No sex jokes. What was your reasoning on that?
Well, someone was, yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine and he was like, he thinks it's because like they had another comic who just like went up there and was like, look at all this crazy shit, and like immediately just
judged
ragged
them.
On him and judged them. So they for them they were like, oh man, this is like a very private thing that we do. We rent out a whole Howard Johnson's. We probably look forward to this like all year long. Last thing we want is like some comic coming in here and like basically like just making fun of us for this thing that's like very, we're very like precious about. So,
right.
So yeah, they were very adamant about no sex jokes.
Gentlemen, just an update on the bumps here. ATC tells us this should probably go for the next 20 minutes to half an hour or so. Once we get across the Great Lakes, it should smooth out.
So, the Great Lakes?
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a look. Oh, Jesus, man. Oh, my God.
That was a mistake. It was all clouds anyway.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on there?
You know, yeah.
Disabled physically or mentally?
He's, I think a bit of both. I think he's taking him to meet the captain.
Oh, that's nice.
In a perfect world.
I would say that's the worst thing about 9/11 is not the deaths or the lack of freedoms we have, but it's the kids can't get those wings anymore.
Absolutely.
Can't go up there.
You know, that's really where the terrorists struck.
They really, that was, I think, their whole point. were you allowed to... They said no sex jokes. Were you allowed to do like, you ever try to have sex in the shower? It's so weird. Like,
any nothing.
Sex joke. Like, one time when I lost my virginity in high school, none of that.
Clean. Completely
clean.
Clean. Yeah. They could get like, as dirty as they want. Wait. But you got to be clean.
Could you not curse?
No, you can curse. Okay. You just, they were very, very like, do not do any sex stuff. They even had jokes that I had done that they had seen that they were like, don't do those specific jokes. Because they saw me do a full, like, headlining set.
Yeah.
So they were pretty familiar with the material, then watched whatever they can get their hands online, and they were like, don't do that joke. Don't even, like, I used to have, like, a chunk about, like, my grandmother fell in love with this guy in the nursing home, and, like, I had, like, a hand job joke about it. And they were like, don't do the grandmother hand job joke.
Yep, it's going. Don't do the grandmother hand job joke.
Yes.
Not even a handy?
No.
That's so crazy because these people are so out there with the girls. Of course. Do you think their sex was like tame or was it wild?
My grandmother?
No. These people.
Oh, these people? No, I think it was pretty wild. Like,
do you think that once they got to the other room that they were like,
yes.
Blowing people?
Yeah. Because you could feel the energy, you know? Like, you know when like, you
see the frame.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think we got it.
This is great, man. This is so funny, dude.
Wait. Is it getting this?
Is what?
Or is it getting on me up here?
This thing. What are you trying to see?
This. Whatever this is.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, maybe, yeah. See then. No. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
No, you're fine, man. You're fine,
it's all
dude.
Part of the DIY.
You could tell, like, the energy was, like, you know when you, like, open for someone or, like, whenever you're, like, been at the Cellar and, like, Chappelle's there and there's just, like, energy in the room that you're, like, they're, like, when are you going to be done to get to the person we want to see?
Who's all right. In we're term, all there for.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the person they wanted to see in this case was, like, you know, like, rim-jobbing the, you know, the person next to them or whatever. But, like...
Oh, that's John. He's excellent at rim-jobs. Yeah. We saw him over in Tuscaloosa at the last convention.
We call him Rim-John. But they were cool, but it was, like... And it was also, I think, that's why she was, like, no, like, 10 minutes on the dot. Because these people are foaming at the mouth to get at each other.
Wow. Like, why even have... entertainment?
I don't know. Because you would think it's like, well, the main, whatever I do is going to pale in comparison to the main event.
The main event.
Why would I be there?
Hard boned.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do remember the other thing, they had like a mechanical bull on like the side of the room, which I also think was like to get you in the mood a little bit too.
Riding.
Yeah, like the riding.
They used to have at the saddle ranch next to the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Right nearby. They had a mechanical bull.
Right.
And it was, these girls would ride it, and it was such a simulation of sex. And then, and I mean, some of them had no, like, you could tell, like, the difference between the ones with fake boobs, which are a lot, and the ones with real boobs. Because the real ones were like flopping and hitting them in the head, and the fake ones stayed just even with you, just perfectly even. But every time a guy would go up there and do it, like Duncan and I were there for lunch once because we worked at the store at daytime, and he just started chanting like asshole, like you're not supposed to be here. It's supposed to gawk
this
at women.
This is not for us.
Yeah.
So yeah, they had that, and then I remember at one, well, I was like, all right, don't do sex. But then the mic cut out like halfway through my set.
No.
Yes. Because it was a wireless mic. It cut out.
Don't get wireless. Never go wireless on big stages.
And I said, I just assume someone here tried to fuck the mic.
You said that? Yeah. Oh, that's like doing a Mao joke in China. Yeah. People are like, ooh, I don't know.
And dude, it was like, the problem too is like, it was going really well for like 7 or 8 minutes, whatever it was. So I felt like, I was like, oh, I can like, you know, when someone's like, don't be dirty, but then you're like, it's going well. I'm going to be a little,
You're talking to other people. Right?
You don't know me. So then I said that and like, that turn, like, then I was like, oh yeah, you didn't want me to bring up what you're doing.
Do you think they're like kind of ignoring it, like it's in the back, like don't go right at this, it's like we're doing it, but don't mention it.
Make it weird, because we don't think it's weird, so don't put it on us that it's weird, because people already maybe do.
So do you think, you've never done it,
sure,
do you think that they don't think it's weird, but they are also aware that other people think it's weird?
I think so.
A little bit like,
Or else, like, why would you be going to, like, a Howard Johnson's, like, somewhere obscure in Pennsylvania? Like, I you know, because I would always watch Real Sex and, like, you know, usually they'd be in the middle of the woods. And it's like, you know, you're not going to the middle of the woods for no reason. And, like, shame has to be a part of this a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. You're not just getting away from everybody because you want space.
Right.
You want no one seeing you because they're not going to understand this. Like human sacrifice. That's why it's in the woods and not on Main Street. No one's going to understand this.
Exactly, man. I mean, like, the show was fun, and it was like, it was interesting because it was like everybody there, you know, like, I grew up watching Real Sex, and like, usually when you would see these, like, swingers or orgies, it would be like older people, because I do think it's like it takes that long as a person to be comfortable with yourself. By the time you are, you're gross, which is like the catch-22.
That is the catch-22. When I went to a nude beach in Perth, Australia,
right,
and I'm like, oh cool, this will be cool, and it was like almost nobody there.
Yeah,
very very wide beach, not just long but wide. So I'm standing there, I got my balls, my dick out, just sunning them, you know.
Great
time.
And
these guys would walk down the beach, and they were like older men.
Yes.
And then they wouldn't like, they're like,
these are like ad reads.
These are ad reads. They're doing an ad. We're excited to share a
very special offer with you.
Episode's brought to you by
guys. There's an exciting offer from JetBlue on the way.
That's worth at least $600 value based on. We're doing a fucking podcast, you asshole. No one get a JetBlue reward travel card.
Yeah, how dare they interrupt this podcast? These bastards.
How dare they?
You know, it's funny as you go, can you guys hang in the air a little longer? We didn't get the Patreon just yet.
We didn't get to the Patreon.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
No, I fly Jet Red for Republicans.
Come on.
With the promotional code you'll receive from one of us.
Okay, great. That's over.
No. Rhonda, come on.
You can use it anywhere. That's a card. Oh, great.
Oh, we got it.
This guy gets it. This guy gets it. He's done with it.
I say you bring him on as a guest.
We're already buying your product.
Yeah.
This
we're
is like
in, man.
Ads on cable.
Yeah.
50% off all in flight food and beverage purchases. The
honestly, this amount of advertisements make me want to go Delta.
No one had a cocktail. 11:30 flight. 10:30 flight. Shut up.
Lady, we got segments to get to.
Latin America and even London from both New York and Boston next month.
Okay.
It's a great time.
Yeah, great time. JetBlue. All right.
Certainly is, man. Let's all join. How many cards does JetBlue have?
God damn it.
Why do they have so many carts?
And it's so loud.
So loud.
Every plane.
Took it down. Took it down.
Literally, no one's taking that. No one's ever taken it. No one's ever taken it.
I just love the idea that they come by and they go, I never thought I'd have to say this in my life as a flight attendant, but can you guys stop doing your podcast on a flight?
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, great. And enjoy the rest of this podcast with Anthony DeVito. Right.
It's like, I've stopped people from fucking on flights, but I've never thought I'd have to do this.
Yeah. I wonder if they've ever, like, let's see if anybody takes one of these.
Of course
no,
not.
Obviously, no.
But wait, what were we saying about this?
What were we saying? Yeah. So, what? No, recorded.
No, it's just we're practicing for a play.
Yeah. He would have told us no live. Oh, because the internet. Yeah, we can't
right,
do live.
Right.
He came back. He came back to rat on us. Yeah. This fucking bitch. Just go to your judge. Just go hand out your credit
card. How many JetBlue cards do I got to buy to make you go away, huh?
Yeah. God, fine. Give me a pass. I'll fill it out. oh, yeah. So the guy's passing by, and there's like probably 40 yards from between me and the water. And he passes by a foot in front of me.
Right.
Like he's like sees me, comes right, close, right. And then like as he passes by, he glances down, looks at me, glances down again, slows down, and then keeps walking. And I'm like, come on,
God, what is that?
Well, I realize it's a gay beach.
Oh, right, like, of course, yeah.
It wasn't made to be that, but when you have nude beach and it's all just gross old dudes, yeah,
of course, it's naturally
like,
it happens.
Yeah, these aren't people who just like the air.
Yeah.
These are people who want,
No, gay. It's like a nude beach. It's like prison, you know? It's like a nude beach gay. It's a nude different kind. Beach.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, it takes that long to get to, you know, so you don't, you feel comfortable doing that. So it's like, oh, everyone's kind of like gross. And I'm saying this as a gross person.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I know that.
Yeah, you are.
Right. Thank you.
yeah.
But then there was one couple that was hot and young. And I was like,
how old? What are we talking about?
Probably like, I would say like my like late 20s.
Damn.
But like, you know, everybody else there is like 60, what? like 50, 60, like had to be. And then they're late 20s and like legitimately hot. Like if it wasn't like not just Howard Johnson's ballroom hot, like they're hot.
Right.
So you know, wow. Everybody there.
Not just Howard Johnson. That is a specific. That's a
very
type of
specific.
Hot.
Yeah.
So, BR hot.
So like, you know, it's like a busy night for them. Everybody there is just like obviously gonna want to be with them instead of, you know, it's like, so I was like, this is so out of whack, you know, you can't just have like one super hot couple and everybody else looks like this.
Yeah, so everyone had to, I would say either everyone would go for them or half the people like, damn, I wish I could, but I'm not gonna even go up to them.
Yeah.
Like you hear about models when like in high school nobody asked me out. It's like, yeah, because you were off-putting with your beauty.
Right. I didn't think it would be possible. And it's also going to be the weird thing, too, because, like, if it doesn't happen, if you get rejected, I'm sure you're, like, looking at your partner and being like, come on, carry the load here.
Yeah,
you
help know, me like, out. With, did they go, like, threesomes? Or was it just, like, one-on-one? Like, key party kind of stuff?
I don't know. If I mean, they were all, like, tables. Yeah. So everyone was like, it was kind of like it had the feel of a wedding where they're all at these separate tables. And then I kind of did my set. It was getting, I mean, it was getting like fun, rowdy.
Yeah. But, fun, rowdy.
Yeah.
Excitement.
Yeah. Just like excitement. And like, I could tell it was like, oh, if I stay, like she was like, do you want to stick around? Like,
yeah, you're already there.
Right.
Was it 50-50 boys, girls?
Yeah, I'd say just about.
Because they all had couples.
Yes. And I'll say this.
Wow.
I don't know why this was an observation for me, but more black people than I expected. I don't know why I was surprised by that, but I was. Yeah.
I had a friend who used to be a, I don't know what you would call it, cuckmaker?
Sure.
Man, I've just already thought of three titles for this episode. Cuckmaker, Howard Johnson Ballroom Hot, or Swingers on a Plane. There'll probably be more. Guys, leave in the comments. Please leave for a possible title for this episode. It's already out, but leave a possible title. He was like dark black.
Sure.
Like from Africa.
Yeah.
And he was hired to just come over and chicks in right. front of their husbands.
What a gig.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know why, but he's like, they weren't not hot.
It was just a thing they had, and I gave them what they wanted. A big fucking worked out.
Right.
Dude.
So funny if like he came from Africa here for this and did that, and he was just like it's true what they say, America is a land of opportunity.
American dream. I was hoping to have such one, and man, it's my job. Yeah,
I fill out a W-9 that just says fuck white guys' wives.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, where do you go for that? It's got to be websites.
Oh, of course, man.
It's not, you don't just see somebody and be like, hey, can I interest you in something?
No,
it's got to be like.
Yeah, I don't think you're just drumming that up at a bar. You're
going. Everybody's looking for the ball. See, the ball just came out. We're watching the PGA Championship. The ball came out. Everybody went to look for it. It was an errant shot. I went with my friend Avi. We went to a tournament in TPC at Sawgrass.
Mm-hmm.
TPC at Avenel, excuse me. And I took my shirt off. I'm trash. I took my shirt off. I had hiking shoes on, shorts, and then no shirt until they eventually saw me. I'm like, sir, absolutely not. But in that time, I showed this to Nate. He loved it. And his friend from Valpo Golf. Somebody hit an errant shot in the wood, and we were nearby. So we're all looking for it. There's two PGA pros
on
a fuck court, and we're all looking for, just like looking for the ball. And then one of them's like, looks at me and is like, and then goes back to it. It was so fun. It was so fun watching guys going on the fairway and just like two golfers. And then one of them like looked and then just tapped his friend. And, like,
yeah.
And then they both just started laughing and keep going.
Is it the same guy from the nude beach?
Same guy from the nude beach. Exactly.
Oh, shit. It's just so funny, man. Well, that's the thing. Like, okay. You're in an event like a golf, like you want to be like, I want to be extra reckless because I know how stuffy you guys are.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like there are stakes here. So like,
Was there steak?
Oh, at the swingers event?
Yeah.
There is chicken fingers, fries, spaghetti, meatballs. No steak, but that's the extent of what I remember.
Chicken fingers, fries. So it was like buffet-ish.
Yeah, it was like a buffet. Yeah,
kind of like the cellar party.
Yeah,
the holiday party.
I think when you're all banging each other, you're okay like eating out of one thing. You know what I mean? I think it goes with the theme for the night.
I have so many questions. I know you're not exactly the guy, but just observe. So did you stay or no? We already had your
I
check?
Didn't. I got my check, and I kind of got out of there just because like the energy seemed like. Yeah, like, you know, I don't know, like the movie Blade, where it's like the nightclub goes from a nightclub to they're all vampires, and all of a sudden, like, it had that feel to it. Where I was like, I was like, these people might eat me. Like, it was just so sexually charged and concentrated.
Right.
And so, yeah, I kind of just got out of there. They did have security there, though, which I thought was interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Do you think they've been attacked before?
Either attacked before or, like, let's say like, you know, like you're doing all this stuff, somebody goes out of pocket, gets out of hand or whatever,
like, hey, that's too far, and
right,
like you need somebody in there to like escort you out.
Yeah, just like, my wife didn't ask you to fist her, like that is
probably
what
also
happens.
Like some oh dude it's probably also got to be like that's about right.
Yeah, it's about stable.
It's gonna stay. There's probably also like new people. There has to be new people.
Yes.
It has to be someone's first time at some point.
And they might not know the rules.
They might not know
etiquette. Yeah. Yeah.
Got a little rowdy. And then it's just like, interesting. This is so interesting.
Yeah.
Did you have you have your chick at the time.
Yeah. She thought it was very funny. And she kind of was.
Could you make a call? Like, hey, can I
for it here? She was like, look, man, if something crazy happens, she was like,
some high school librarian wants to take you back to the upstairs room.
Right. And like, her husband is like chained himself to the bed or something, whatever thing they're into. Yeah, she was just like, you know, make a family in Pennsylvania happy if you can, you know?
Wow.
You know, especially she was like, if the set doesn't go well, it's the least you can do.
It's the least you can do.
Then there were there were in the lobby, because the whole thing is like turned over for them. So in the lobby,
the whole Hojo?
Yeah, yeah. So
a hotel and there's a wedding there and you're up there and you're like your shorts on the about looking over and you're like, oh, I shouldn't be here for this. Like, why is this, you rent out the whole hotel? This is like, I'm out of place.
Yeah. So then there were like in the lobby, there were like sales of things like sex toys, like magazines, like this or that. Like there was everything surrounding it. The mood was the only thing obvious that was odd was like the chicken fingers. Everything else was like sex themed, but then they had fries.
No, it was called like Chicks and Fingers.
Right, right.
Another
right.
title, Chicks and Fingers.
Nice, dude. Yeah, but they paid very well too.
They what?
They paid well. For like a 10-minute spot, I think it was like $7.50.
It's great.
Yes.
In town?
In Pennsylvania, but it was like an hour. It was in the Poconos, so it was like an hour and a half drive.
From Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. God damn. So when you saw people like talking to each other and then eventually like, let's go, like make the move?
No, I don't think I saw any of that. I think like, but you could tell.
Yeah, like how long did you stay? Why would you have left?
That's the one thing I kick myself for, just okay. because it's
that's,
like...
Then that's good. That's good for humanity to be like, I was wrong.
Because it's like, it's this like interesting thing that happened and I didn't see it through. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, what else did you have to do that night?
Yeah, I was just going to...
Comedy Club?
I was just going to go home and that was it. And like, I should have seen more. And it's, I'm never going to be in that position again. It was kind of anticlimactic, but like... they did. I mean, they made an offer. It wasn't her because it was a couple that booked me. So she didn't. But he was like, hey, maybe you stay
because you're young.
Right. I'm young. You know, they just watched me do stand up. It went well.
And they're in the sex mood.
Of course, man. Yeah. And I'm like innocent prey. You know what I mean? And I would imagine that's got to be something,
new blood.
Yeah. And I'm like wearing clothes, so that's like forbidden,
So they weren't wearing clothes; they were just wearing loose.
They were barely clothed, like they were in the girls had like pasties on, like thongs, like the guys had on Speedos. Like there was a lot of glitter, there was a lot of like fluorescent colors, a lot of wigs.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow. This is how Berghain was. This is how like some nightclubs in like
right
in like real nightclubs like sex slash dance nightclubs
it felt like
it's like go for it like festival gear
like full moon party like
neon
a lot of neon a lot of like fairy boots like
right,
almost
right, right.
You know what I mean?
What is the fairy overlap with festivals and sex stuff?
I don't know.
It's something there though, right?
That, like people want to fuck unicorns, I guess. I don't really know what it is.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
I guess they have like the best of both worlds.
How
if you're
you
in
not
it.
Want to? It's like, you know,
they look majestic and then they have the horn. Like, yeah.
Stick a dildo on top of that.
And they have magical qualities. So I think there's like something going on there
as
well.
You know they'd get you there.
Right.
They'd be like, and you're like, oh.
Looking back, like I definitely should have stayed. Just if anything, have been like a casual observer in the room. Even if it was like,
should have hung out, man.
I'm in the corner eating chips. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure they weren't like, hey, you need to be an active participant. But they would have been like, yeah, hang around, you know, be a referee. Like, do whatever.
Yeah. Oh, do they have any watchers?
That I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I would have liked to have seen if like multiple people went to a room.
Yeah. No, they were pretty. It was me. I was opening. Now that I remember it correctly, I was opening for the Mechanical Bull. So it was like,
and then they brought out the bull.
So it was me. They brought out the bull, and then they were all. It was like a meet and greet. So like, I think I was kind of like the sort of appetizer, like get everyone comfortable for the evening with like stand up. Maybe like hearing somebody be vulnerable up there. Now we feel more vulnerable. Now the bull's out. We've had a little bit of food. Now we'll all go fuck each other. So
wow.
I'm not sure. And you know, it's kind of like. They must have it down to a science because, like, you have to get people comfortable. And even if they want to do this, you have to get people comfortable enough to do this. So they probably, like,
right,
knew
you're
enough.
Nervous at first. You ever go out with a chick and, like, you both know you're going to bang?
Yes.
But then it's like you're nervous.
Of
and
course.
It's like, can we go have a drink first? And you're like, actually, yeah, that would be nice. My heart's beating too much. Like, let's calm
down.
I'm so
excited. Yeah.
Let's calm down. Let's not be, like, crazy.
Totally.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of had it down so well where they were like, this works, then the bull, people got some food, then we go off and do our thing. So I think if I probably stayed like a half an hour longer, I would have seen like the parade of people going to rooms to be with each other. And I just didn't.
You just missed it.
And honestly, it is like, it's a thing I think about as like a real regret, just because it's like, you know, like I fancy myself as someone who's like prone to adventure. So this is like a huge missed opportunity in a lot of ways.
Would you go to one now?
Yeah.
Would you bring your chick?
I would, just to be like, who knows? I mean, we might not be into it. Just think, like the sight of it, and like, hey, we had this experience together, you know?
Do you think there were people there that did not sleep with anybody that night?
I don't think so. Just because, like, it seemed very much like, if you're here, you have to be involved. Otherwise, like, what are you doing? Like, we don't need anyone here as a journalist.
Right. But do you think everyone's like, I talked to some people. I'm thinking from a woman's point of view.
Right.
Talked to some people. There was one guy I kind of hit it off with, and I left, and I think he ended up going with somebody else.
Oh,
and
then, like, sure.
I just didn't. There was nobody there I was really feeling that day.
I bet that happens. Yes. I don't think you can blame people.
You just keep talking and they just don't.
I think you just keep going around
the
room.
You're like, you have to. You're contractually obligated to. Oh, this is the one I was talking about.
Where the ball?
To see the big dome. It's gone now.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
And you sit there, and then you just like, you can look out and almost, you
that
know,
sounds amazing,
every direction.
Man.
Norway. We're talking about Norway, going to see the Northern Lights.
Right. But yeah, I bet there are like people there who are like, yeah, you strike just out and you just go home and like you're driving.
You know enough of them. It can't be like every single night.
No.
It can't be, right?
You're not going to hit it off. Yeah. It's going to be tough too if like, I wonder too if it happens where like you meet someone immediately, hit it off, you know, or with them. And then you're like, well, now for the rest of the weekend, I just want to be with them and I got to keep running around town.
Right.
Because they're not just there the one night. It was like a full weekend.
Oh, really?
So I was like kicking off.
GrossCon.
Like, what's up?
GrossCon.
Yeah, that's a good title.
That's a good title.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, I think like the meet and greet was like the thing. And then like they'll have this comedian. But I was like kicking off the weekend of events.
Wow.
So this was the start of it. So that's why like they were so jacked up, because like, I don't think anything had happened yet.
Right. And it's like everyone's getting there. Do they have name tags?
No, because most of them are naked. So I think,
most of them were naked.
Not naked, but like barely clothes. That's what I mean.
I'd be like, Ari, 6 and a half.
Yeah. Jessica, loose.
Yeah. Gaping. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they just didn't have name tags, just because like, where are you going to put it kind of thing.
Right. Beforehand, it'd be like, guess the.
Also, too, like, I don't know that they're going to do real names, you know? Like, it's got to be all made up names at that point.
Like, I don't want you knowing who I am, where I am.
Of course.
Wonder how those people avoid jealousy.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. It's like, they're evolved in a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways.
Man, I couldn't even handle, like, an open relationship.
Right.
You're going to bang my wife in front of me? I mean, I guess if, like, it's different because you like that, so it's a complete, you're operating on a totally different plane. But even so, there has to be, like, some security. Like, there has to be some ego involved that you override with just, like, it's all fine.
It's all fine.
Which is, like, pretty cool.
Who cares? We're going home.
Yeah.
I bet after the first three times, you're just like, oh, no, this doesn't, you guys are reading into it wrong. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's, like, it's transactional almost.
I always say, like, jealousy is a level of, it's, like, different levels. So, like, there's some, like, super Italian guys who'd be way jealous.
Of course.
Who, like, if you go out dancing, like, no dude's dancing with my chick.
Of course,
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Dance with my boyfriend.
Are you so insecure? Yeah. But, it's, it just comes from that. I mean, like, that's why also, like, they're older. Because, like, you know, that insecurity drips away from you as you age. So, it's kind of cool. And, like, they're so, it's so funny because, like, they're so excited the way, like, a kid is excited when he goes to Disneyland that, like, you're like, oh, man. A part of me was like, maybe I just want to get out of the way for you guys because, like, this is your thing.
You guys don't want to hear
me. I feel like I'm intruding,
you
know? So if I'm here purely out of, like, sort of the wrong reason. Yeah.
I would think they wouldn't want to be watched and looked at.
Yeah, so it's like, man, if I stay, why am I staying? If I'm not involved, then I'm like, then I'm here what? So I have a great story for my friends, and like the next time I do a podcast on a plane, like, so yeah, I think a part of me was like, it doesn't feel right to kind of like hang around, and like they paid me a good amount of money for 10 minutes and a short drive. So I was like, that kind of seems messed up, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, I do selfishly wish I would have stayed just for like so I could have more details and be able to talk more about it. But it was funny, like, yeah, I do remember, like, my girlfriend being, like, curious, but then also, like, I was, you know, like, because probably in her head she was like, oh, it's like a Vanilla Sky party where, like, everyone's, like, hot, beautiful, and mysterious.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was not that.
It was not.
So I think if you come up watching...
Yeah, the stuff is way grosser than... The movie version of anything is so much more attractive than the actual version of anything. Even cops. I've seen one attractive female cop before in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Like, clock everybody who's on this plane, you know, for the most part. Like, that's who's there, you know? And it's like, maybe you see four people here that you're like, oh, yeah, they're very attractive. But, like, that's it. So I think growing up, like, on, like, real sex and knowing, like, oh, and going to, like, Fantasy Fest when I was in college and stuff and going, like, no, like, I kind of know a little bit of the people who might be coming out to this. Like, right. I think I was more ready for what I was in store for. Like, I remember one time in Fantasy Fest, man, I saw this, like, it was just like an old guy. And this was a place, like, people cut. Key West is already a place where people cut loose, but this was like,
disease.
Yeah. So this guy, jeans, no shirt on, just painted.
I love it.
Painted bulldog on his chest. And it just said, the bad dog eats pussy.
Oh, my God.
It was amazing. And then later on, I did see him going down on an old woman on the doorsteps of an apartment.
On an old woman?
Yeah.
Wait. What? Yeah.
No, Fantasy Fest is wild, man. Wild.
Imagine getting that comfortable that you're just like, we're doing whatever we want to do.
Yep.
We don't care anymore.
Yeah. And it was so funny, like, being in college at the time where you think you're, like, so free and uninhibited and, like, you know, people are, like, experimenting with, like, sexuality. And then you would go there and you'd be like, no, we are doing, we're pilgrims compared to what they're up to.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
it was awesome, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So
Fantasy
cool.
Fest.
Underrated.
They still do those?
I think so. It's I think it's like the weekend after Halloween or like surrounding Halloween in Key West. But it's like underrated in comparison to like Mardi Gras and like these other things. It's like it belongs in the conversation.
Up top 10 fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like Jazz Fest is like, take that out.
Yeah.
Crazy fest. There's a pirate parade in Ybor City.
No, really?
Yeah, I was just there and I was like, what's going on? They're like, yeah, you can't even cross the road. You got to walk a mile down the road, cross the road and come back.
It's always so funny when they give you the reason for like a logistical problem in the city and you're just like, yeah, it's the pirate parade. So
pirate parade.
I know you want to get to the thing you needed to get to, but sorry.
But that is, we found out, that's like, I guess Tampa has a long history of pirates. That's why they're called the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
they went there and they like landed and like stole people there.
Right. Yeah, you just see them as like a sports team, but you don't put it together that it has like historical significance in the city.
Yeah. I just thought your name, pirates are cool, but it's like, oh, it's there. Was there a smell in that room?
Great question.
Thank you.
Great question.
Thank you. I'm a podcaster going on 12 years.
No, actually, I think the room was big enough. And, like, maybe the wafting of the food, there wasn't
fingers.
A smell.
The reason for the chicken fingers to cover up.
Yeah,
it's like we had Cajun fries for a reason.
Yeah, it could be. You're like, why do you guys have jambalaya? And they're like, trust me. You're going to need the spices.
We tried it without it. It doesn't work. Wow.
But, yeah, have you ever been in any situation like that?
I mean, I used to be in an open, like,
open relationship.
Yeah. But. You get more used to it where the jealousy goes away.
Oh, that's how young were you when you did it?
30s.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's like around when you can do it.
Yeah. It was like a touch here or there of like a pang of jealousy, but then you just go, well, who cares though? It's just a feeling a little bit of like, but I've had that same level of jealousy when like your friend is going out with some other friend.
Sure.
Like, well, it's my friend.
Yeah.
You know, like a
we
little
go
ownership.
To movies together.
Yeah.
We see Armageddon together. Mm-hmm. Not with them. Yeah, I did. I was only in an open relationship early 20s. I couldn't handle it. I think I'd be better. But yeah, no, it was crazy, man.
Glasses.
I get it. It's crazy, too. I think also in the open relationship, like you want, it's fair when you're like is equally attractive or like is equal standing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, early 20s, like I look like me and she was like, you know, a beautiful green eyed brunette, you know. I look like Cat Stevens with an iron
deficiency.
Then
you're like, you could get a lot more than I can.
Yeah.
But also, I can see from her point of view, it's like, that's right. I can. So what, do you want to close this off? That's unfair.
Right.
You're getting a 9 and I'm getting a 4.
Totally. I get it now.
Yeah.
I totally get it now.
Yeah.
But then I did not get it. Couldn't handle it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you all to myself. I would just love, I would go there for sure. So the key parties would be a different thing, right?
Sure.
That's just like chance takes you.
Yeah. That's I feel like that's like the high level. You know
that's
what I mean?
High
when
level.
You're like, when you're sort of bored with swinging in general, it's like, how do we up the ante?
But that's also, I feel like there'd be less jealousy with that one because they'd be like, listen, I didn't choose this guy.
Right.
Boning. Right. And you're just boning. It wasn't like, is he better than me in some way? You're like, no, it was chance brought me to him.
I wonder if
but
they try to like
with you.
Gauge who the person might be by the keys. Do you know what I mean? Where they're just
like you should have to
Chevy
reach
Malibu, they're going
to
be gross.
You reach for the Ferrari. It's like, oh, who's that? Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
It must be the lone Italian guy who's here.
Yeah. That'd be a weird one.
Yeah.
Key party. I bet now they wouldn't do actual keys.
No.
They would just do like pick out of a hat.
Yeah, it would be like barcodes, like a QR code or whatever.
Right. They didn't stay there because key parties were at someone's house. And so the woman picks out the keys.
Sure.
And then only the men drove back then.
Right.
The man would drive that woman back to his place or to her place, one or the other.
Oh.
So everyone would go to a different place.
So you
need the keys.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you have that car ride to mess it up, basically. You know? That would be nerve-wracking.
You should pre-write some questions.
Got to pre-write some questions.
You think Tinder's hard. Like,
and know the route.
Know the route.
Yeah.
I would do it now. That must be better with the do-do-do-do, you know?
Sure.
So, like,
yeah.
The man's just sitting in the car.
Totally.
And just picks keys and, like, oh, they're coming. And then you're just like, oh, I guess it's that one. And you get in and you're like, hey, John, how are you?
Yeah.
Samantha?
Yeah, I wonder now
name?
If it's, like...
It is not, no.
I wonder if an Uber would be involved now... Because you could both
tons of
like
Ubers, just call in the direction.
Yeah, you both have a drink, and if the Uber driver's cool, you're like, "Let's get you on involved."
How are you filming things?
Yeah.
Keep the meter running.
Yeah. Do you own a tripod, sir?
Are there any other weird ones like that? Key parties, swinger. I told you, me and Rogan were in. I believe it was Nashville, but it might have been Cincinnati.
Right.
The guy drove us around for UFC
weekend.
We're saying. From Friday day, all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then Sunday drive to the airport. He goes, next time you're here, you guys got to come to a swinger party. And I told you already, but I was like, you mean strip club? And Joe was like, I don't think that's what he means, man. I'm like, no, it's strip club. It was like a 65-year-old.
Right. That's
why it didn't make any sense. It's older. And he was like, no. And we were like, now you tell us? The very end of this weekend?
Yeah.
What a fucking shot. Nailed
it. You know what they should do?
Wow. Out of the sand.
Yeah.
Damn it.
If you end up there and you're not participating, you should get like a laminated like press pass or like something like that to show like I'm a friend of what's happening. I'm on board.
Uh-huh.
I'm just a little shy.
Right.
That's all.
Sleep No More. You ever go to that?
What? Say it again?
Sleep No More.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I never went, but I've heard of it. Yeah,
it was really fun.
Right.
But everybody else has these masks on.
Right.
And the players... The actors don't.
Right.
So if you have a mask on, you are in the show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, don't be a jerk. Don't bring out popcorn. You know what I mean? Like, be respectful, but you
be
can
respectful.
Be there.
All right,
you can
right.
just kind of observe and like feel it out if it's for you or not.
I went to a 10-day silent meditation retreat.
Oh,
it was
like
a tourist version of it in northern Thailand.
Right.
And they give you a little laminate that said, I'm not speaking. So people wouldn't talk to you and
Great.
You would talk to them because other people would talk to you.
Of course.
Like, you just have that clip onto your
yeah,
shirt.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, okay.
Dude, that's like just great in general for life. Like, think about the Ubers that we were in this weekend in Kansas City.
Hey, we're not into this.
We should have
played deaf.
Wonderful, man.
God, the guy was just like talking and just lowering his voice. I'm going, oh, God, I'm so
oh that was so
and he's talking away from us. And it's like, oh, it was boring if we did hear him. Yeah. Oh, this, you know, I used to work at this AT&T.
Oh,
like,
God.
Okay.
And then he was like, you know, he's hard of hearing, so you'd have to like shout at him your thing that he didn't really care to say anyway. You know what I mean? Where you're just like, what's the barbecue place again?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. We don't care. We already did the barbecue.
Care, man.
I love when you try to make conversation, but like, oh, what's your favorite barbecue? We did it once.
Yeah.
Q39?
Yeah.
M39?
Q39. Yeah.
And people are like, that's a good one. You try this. I'm like, okay, well, we're leaving tomorrow. We're not going to get anything. It's like, you should try this one. I'm like, okay, we're not, fine, just say what you have to
yeah,
say.
Just, yeah, I'd rather you just do that.
Yeah,
just say all the things you want.
What else? What else is the good part of town? The improv was out by the freaking airport, so there's no way we're going to any of this. 30 minutes just to go to Whole Foods, just to go to anything, even close, even North Kansas, 30 minutes south.
That was the best. Where it's like, one of the guys was like, yeah, it's a little bit out of town. Yeah, you may be like 45 minutes out of the city.
My God.
Like, buddy, what do you think's going on here, man?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. It was so funny, dude.
Yeah, it was a bit much. I wish they would just shut up. Can't they read? I guess everyone's just friendly.
Yeah, I mean, they're
friendlier
just,
than what we're used to.
They're friendly. I don't think they understand that, like, I guess, like, polite small talk is just, like, either boring or exhausting, you know?
It's exhausting. And we're trying to talk to each other about whatever.
Right.
And then he just keeps interrupting, so we have to keep stopping what we're saying.
Right.
And then, like, what?
Ugh. And you know, and it's also like once we say New York, especially there, they're like that's off to the races for them, you know.
So the one guy was fun because he was like, "How is it in New York?" And I was like, "What do you mean?"
Yeah,
I know what he meant.
Yeah,
he meant
COVID. Yeah. No, you handled that very well.
Yeah, and he was like, "Yeah, with you know with COVID," I'm like, "Oh, it's back, man. It's people are out. It's fun." And he goes, "Oh." Because I already knew the same shit we heard about Kansas,
right?
Kansas City, which wasn't true. The first day we had an Uber driver that was like, "Tell us where to go." He goes, "And this is my church. It's a big church. This is where I go to." Real nice guy. And he goes, "Tell us things to do." The jazz place we went to,
yeah,
we
it was cool.
Went to Green Door, it was like fun. And then like Q39. I was like, "That's a good bougie place, but whatever." Just a really nice Christian guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, "You know," and then Westport's good. And if you're comfortable with your heterosexuality, you know, you can. This gay bar is actually quite fun.
Yeah, that was great.
And we're like, "There's a church going Missourian," yeah. And that's just not the story,
right?
That they would give us about
no.
Whatever. Lower this a little so they can see your face.
Oh, sorry.
It's
yeah.
Not right. It's just you know I'm on the fly.
I'll do the other hand. That's better.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he didn't even say, he said comfortable in her masculinity
that's
which
it.
Was like, I thought even like more interesting.
Yeah, he was a churchgoer who was advising that a fun place is
right,
a gay bar.
Right.
He goes, unless you guys are like weirdly,
yeah.
like homophobic.
Yeah, yeah put it
and
on
we're
us.
Like, but we, our normal story is you guys are these backwards
hicks. Right.
Yeah, and so the guy was like, "How's New York?" I'm like, "Dude, it's wide open." And then we just had a real nice conversation about
it was good.
"Hey, dude, I know what you've heard." He goes, "Yeah." And you're like, "It's not. It's wide open. Everyone's having a good time. A few businesses closed, but that's normal for New York."
Right. He had that one dicey moment, but then it was another thing. It was funny because he was like, I forget what we were talking about.
Beggars.
Yeah, beggars. And he was like, you know, they don't even have a real baby when they're begging. And like, you know, I think he was talking about like, you know, it was like, I think we were talking about black people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, they don't even have a real baby. It's a watermelon. And there was like a moment where I was like, what? And then he was like, you know, because it looks like a baby. And I was like, oh,
yep,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
On
that checks out.
Yeah, I was
it
like,
does.
What do you mean? They're
yeah.
What? This is wild how crazy you just got with us. Telling us when we were. And like, oh, no. That was us.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that was a good
like,
lesson.
He'd be like, I, what? I don't even consider that a correlation. Be like, you guys are awful. And I'm like, well, our media tells us all the time, so we're thinking about it all the time.
Right. And I was like, no, I'm awful. I thought that.
Yeah.
You didn't think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it didn't even come
into
your head.
Just the shape.
yeah. Why? What did you think? No, I agree with you.
Something else.
Yeah, it's funny, too.
It's JetBlue. We're going to be starting to descend into New York in the next few minutes here. The seatbelt sign will be on for the duration of the flight. We should be touching down at about 20 minutes past the hour,
okay.
Where it is a lovely 82 degrees in New York today.
Not bad.
Oh, nice.
Very much flying
JetBlue.
Thank
you, Captain.
Hope to see you again soon.
Never again.
Never again. Just like the Holocaust. Never again with JetBlue. Oh, shit. Fuck this up. Marissa's going to hate me for this. Okay. And we're good. I realize I should have flipped it the other way or put it on here so it go to
you
the
know.
Middle.
Next time you do a podcast on a flight, you'll get it right, man.
There might be a next time.
Yeah, man, this
you
is great.
You can't do it if someone's sitting next to you. That would be weird. If you had a threesome seat.
I mean, that's really funny, though. If you did this over with a middle seat, the middle seat is the guest. That is hilarious.
This fucking dude. That would be great.
But no, this is great. Great way to pass the time.
I
Nobody
agree.
Really seems like uncomfortable. You know what
now,
I mean?
The one guy had a question about live streaming. He didn't care. Yeah. He didn't love us doing it. What would have been the best is this one of those flights where somebody got taped to the chair for not wearing their mask.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that would have been best possible
ideal.
Case
That's
scenario.
Ideal, man.
That's a normal volume level.
Yeah. She must be a pro.
Why isn't this possible?
The other guy didn't know.
This should totally be possible as a volume level. They're always like, it hurts so much sometimes. Like, it hurts my ears.
Well, you're
is fine.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah. What are you going to be? Anywhere? Let's just say this comes out in mid-June.
What did you say?
Let's say this comes out in mid-June. You got any dates?
Oh. June 8th, I'll do the...
Think after that.
No, not really, actually.
Okay.
Nothing I can think of. I mean, you know, I'm doing the show in Edinburgh
August. Oh, yeah, Edinburgh. I have tons of fans in Scotland.
Yeah,
what's
man.
Your show called?
My Dad Isn't Danny DeVito.
Is not Danny DeVito.
I'll be at the Bottle Room at the MASH House at Just the Tonic.
That's
7:30.
Right there in Old Town.
So, yeah, I'll be there all month in August.
7:30 p.m. Good time for a show. Everybody in Edinburgh, London, that's going up there for gigs, go check out DeVito's show. And it's all about your dad. Oh, it's all about your experience with your dad.
Yeah, basically, yep.
And we covered a lot of this on our podcast.
Yeah,
we did before.
Exactly. Yep.
Forgot about that. What was that one called? Remember the number?
I think My Daddy Was a Mobster.
My Daddy
so
Was a Mobster.
So that'll give you a rough idea of what the show's about.
That's pretty much, okay. Spoiler. What was I going to say now? If this comes out right after my special taped, then I'll be in Minneapolis on Friday, June 17th. The Pantages, Chicago, June 18th at the Vic Theater. Hopefully they're both sold out by now.
No,
if
nice.
Not, go to arishafir.com and get those tickets. And then I'm off.
Oh, yeah, man.
I got
good.
No more gigs until fucking September.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy the summer.
That's fun, man.
Yeah,
very cool.
I'm going to enjoy the summer. This was fun. I could do more of these, right?
You could definitely do more of these.
As long as you have the Zoom out, which we have.
Yeah. Great way to pass the time.
Great
There's enough
the
ambient
time.
Noise. You don't feel uncomfortable saying things. I mean, we talked about swingers for like roughly an
That's
hour.
That's as bad. Okay, so we already tested the
limits
of what you could talk
That's
about.
What I mean.
We really did.
Yeah, man.
I'll cut some tweaks. I'll have to probably hold the mic to my face
sure.
a little more or something. I don't
There's
know.
There's going to be stuff.
There's going to be
but
stuff.
But it's like,
yeah.
This is a podcast on a plane. We're going to run into some hiccups. But for...
Come on, dude. Fucking no respect for the fucking
no
media
respect
process
for, the art form, you know. But
slamming it,
yeah, man. For a trial run, I think this is successful.
Yeah. Any last titles?
I like whatever the last Droscon. I think is my favorite.
Droscon.
Yeah.
We'll see what I go with. Sometimes these titles will like reveal themselves midway through.
Yeah.
So it's like. Oh, no one's tuning in for GrossCon. People might tune in for.
There was like four or five of them. I mean, you mentioned like what the titles could have been. I think you got at least like four or five titles that could be good.
Yeah. I'm always torn between making a title that would make someone tune in or making a title like you're already tuning in.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. If you wanted to do swingers on a plane, like
that would be the most obvious
obviously,
one.
It is. We are doing a podcast
Instead
on
of strangers
a flight.
On a plane. Yeah.
So, like, maybe you want to include that. I think that's going to draw people in.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Maybe I'll just put them all in. Now you go back up. I'll, like, swingers on a plane, --, semicolon, semicolon, semicolon. Damn. All right. Good job. You got a podcast? You don't?
No.
But that Edinburgh show, legitimately, I mean, I've been jealous of you multiple times for being able to go to Edinburgh.
Yeah, I'm excited.
God, that's
dude.
A good putt.
It's going to be so fun. Especially when we were talking about it more at the jazz club, I was starting to get like more and more pumped about it.
You're going. Casey Balsham's going.
Yeah.
Who else?
Caitlin Cook's
going.
Emmy Blotnick. It's going to be great, dude.
Nice. Damn. It's such a fun time. Anyone in London or I mean, anyone in Edinburgh is already going. But anyone in London is thinking of going, head up. Go get a fucking... Gotta catch myself from cursing in front of these nice Kansas Cityan Christians. All right, great. DeVito, where can people find you on Instagram?
Oh yeah. At a comedian Anthony DeVito on Instagram.
Comedian? E-I-E-N-N-E?
Yeah, no. Comedian. C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N.
Anthony DeVito. Anthony on DeVito. Instagram.
Instagram and TikTok. And
you're on TikTok?
Watch my special that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Brain Noise on YouTube.
Brain Noise.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Getting ready for this other special. Dude, that's great. This was fun.
This was great, man.
If I had like a longer topic, we've exhausted the topic already. It was covered in an hour.
Yeah, of course.
If it had a longer, I would take it all the way down to like a touchdown.
No, I mean, I think that's really fun that you do the podcast the whole duration of the flight.
Yeah.
And you know you're doing it. So you kind of, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just kind of, we just did this on a whim.
Yeah.
But yeah.
On a 45-minute flight, it'd be great. As soon as they like get whatever, then the problem is if you lock it onto this. I locked it onto, I was thinking of on the way here because somebody's armrest was up.
Oh, okay. Like, done
the thing and really had it like here.
Right.
Although it would have drawn more attention to us, which I don't like.
Yeah. Well, it seems like this was possible.
Well, we'll have to put this up.
Yeah.
So we can't keep it going too much.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I could still clip it how I was going to. But anyway, this done.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I could do more of these, right?
Definitely. It's so funny.
Retarded. No offense to that guy who walked by us before. All right. Also, my favorite thing about this plane. Well, two things. One, I've been watching Licorice Pizza the entire time.
That's funny.
Do you ever do this where you're watching something, but the whole time you're watching on mute someone else's thing?
Yeah.
And you could just watch it.
Of course.
You just choose not to.
Yep.
And two, asking the sky waitress if coffee is gross on a plane, the stewardess. And she's like, I've heard that. What'd you say?
You jumped right in. I had just ordered a coffee. You jumped right in and went, I heard coffee's gross on a plane.
I'm trying to be more conversational with people. I'm like, I've heard coffee's gross on a plane. What? Is that a real thing?
And she's like handing me coffee and, you know, creamer tubes that are like clearly not like milk or
actual
whatever.
Creamer, yeah. It's last forever tubes.
Yeah. Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, she goes, I have heard that. But she goes, what'd she say? It was like,
I think she was just like, you were so animated about it. And you were so adamant about it. I almost think she was like, do you know this other guy? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, are you guys friends? Bad. Are you friends?
If we're not, then it's like, hey, man.
She was trying to be so diplomatic
room.
I think she did hear that, but she was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe something with the water.
Something with the water. But she goes, I haven't heard stories of everyone getting sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, you have heard that never drink the coffee. I'm like, do you drink it? She goes, I don't drink coffee. I'm like, damn, that's a good
non-answer. Yeah, that's a good way to get out of that. But yeah, you leaned over. That's what was so funny.
Yeah.
You were all in and you went, I heard it's gross on a plane.
And then I rethought it and I was like, I will have a cup of coffee, but she didn't hear me.
Yeah.
And I saw her getting some. I thought it was made for me, but it was for that guy.
Right.
That lady. And then I'm like, nah, I'll just wait the 2 hours.
Yeah, I wondered why it didn't happen. But then it's like one of those things where you like ask in the moment. And then when it doesn't happen, you're like, it's kind of better that it didn't.
Uh-huh.
That's what I figured would happen there.
Ah, another shot of the sand.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Trying not to drink right now. And I went to a baseball game with before my last official day of drinking.
Yeah.
And I did fuck up once this weekend. I don't want to say why. But
sure.
That a birdie out of the sand following a triple bogey for this dude. Oh, but I was with a Yankee game with DeStefano.
Right.
And he got crazy good seats. Four rows back. You know the SNL seats that are right behind
the plate? Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Those kids. What's his name? The fucking gay black one who works at the Cellar.
Oh, Alex English?
Alex English. They were right. He was in the seat.
Oh, like, amazing.
Oh, my God. So we're four rows behind them.
That's
and one over. It's so cool. And then I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm slowing down, but this is the right time to have a beer.
Yes.
One of those pinstripe pilsners. And the lady Kai avoided up in the buffet that we got. Fucking DeStefano is the mayor of New York sports.
And then the
lady came to, do you want anything? It's like, take our order there. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll have a beer. And they got to DeStefano and he goes, water for me. And I was like, yeah, cancel that.
Right.
Water. There's moments to rethink it.
Yeah.
If she had given me that coffee, I would have gotten nauseous and thrown up.
Man, this whole podcast wouldn't have happened, man. Damn it.
That's right.
Yeah, of course, man. Because then you're like, but if DeStefano gets a beer, you go,
then
I'll
in.
Still go to, yeah.
I'm yeah, in. Then I'm yeah, in. Yeah, yeah. But he's like, he gives you an out.
He gives
someone
you an
else
out.
Like,
yes.
No. Yeah.
Because then you go, oh, well, I don't want to be drinking a lot. Like, I don't want to be drinking alone.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Guys, if you want to go to my Patreon, patreon.com/Ari Shaffir, occasionally on the road, especially when I have long drives from the club to the where I'm staying, I'll do one like this. I did 3 with Caitlin Palufo. I did 1 with Adrian, just in the car.
It's great.
Yeah, single camera, have fun. Patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. Sign up. Keep me in business. Keep me doing stuff that's going to get me canceled so I can have you guys make sure that I'm okay, at least to pay my rent. That's really what it boils down to. Yeah. You take everything from me, but as long as I pay my rent, I'm going to keep fucking stirring the pot.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's fun.
All right, buddy. Good job.
Good job. Thanks. It'll
be crash. I kind of was hoping he'd be like, sir, you have to turn that up, but it's not going to happen.
You were hoping to what?
That he would tell us to turn the thing. Yeah, let's let him.
During it, he's gonna tell us. Yeah, hold out
this
for that.
This is the right volume.
Yeah, she's good.
She's a pro.
She's a pro, man. A pro. He's got to get it together.
Back or the front? Okay, he's gonna tell us. Okay, we'll go. I want to see what he says.
Yeah,
he's kind of a cunt about it. You're not live streaming, are you? Yeah. He could have been like, hey, just so you know, you're not live streaming. There's a tone.
Definite tone, man. He was annoyed. I think it was the gall that got him.
Gall to do this. Yeah. Okay, he's going to tell.
Oh, man.
Come on. Hold it a little bit towards him so you can hear.
Oh, yeah. There he
comes. He'll say it. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, my bad.
Thanks, man.
I didn't realize. Bye. Thanks, everybody. I used to think that I could not go on. Life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. And I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. For real. Okay, well, I am locked in here. But, stop and smell the roses. But I think I can get out. There's some people doing some acting scenes over there. And maybe they'll be able to, maybe they'll have a key. Because you know what I miss about traveling? Is fucking problem solving. Is you get some fucking thing, you miss your bus, something like that, then all of a sudden you just got to figure it out. Me and my friends, Derek and fuck, I'm forgetting everybody's name. We're in Inle Lake. Me and Marn, we're headed somewhere north, and we decided to take a fucking bus through Shaw State, through a forbidden area, Shaw State, to go. Anyway, whatever. None of that matters. The point is, we're waiting for our bus, and some guy comes up, and he's like, what the fuck? The bus left early. Just left early. They're like, most people were here. He goes, you said it leaves at 11. The guy was like, no, left at 10:30. He goes, but I've already checked out of my hostel. And the guy's like, okay. We were just sitting there watching him. Some tourist bitching at some guy who runs a fucking bus company. He's just a clerk for a bus company in goddamn Myanmar. He doesn't want to hear some white dude fucking bitching at him. He doesn't care. And eventually he's like, sir, the bus is gone. There's nothing. And he said, but I checked out of my house. He's like, it's gone. And we were all just laughing. We were like, you got to figure it out, man. Either way, even though the bus is gone, you're still in fucking, yeah, it was Inle Lake, Myanmar, Nang Shui. Have a good time. Even if you got a flight home from Mandalay or something like that, or you have a bus to Yangon and you had a flight back to America, you missed it. Figure it out. I know you're bitching. I know you're mad, but you just got to figure it out. That's the best thing about travel. God damn, I got to get out there. I really got to get out there. And now I'm stuck in a fucking beautiful park in New York. So guys, I hope you like the episode. Don't forget,
I'll be in Chicago and Minneapolis, June 18th and June 17th. The Pantages in Minnesota. Minneapolis, Minnesota, yeah. And the Vic Theater in Chicago. Get tickets now at arishafir.com. I like shooting in weird spots. I like getting in trouble. I like fucking getting out into the world. I'm Ari Shaffir. Go swing. I mean, God, what a world. You got a real, whatever. Good podcast, DeVito. Not only a good podcast, but a good fucking location. Every once in a while, I'll do a podcast that gets me back into this fucking doing these things. And this is one of them. Thanks you guys for tuning in. I appreciate it. Have a good night, everybody. Oh, I'm taking a break next week also. I did my special. I did everything. So I'm taking a break. So, you know, stay chill, I guess. I'm out of here for a bit. Maybe 1 week off, maybe two. But subscribe so you're aware of the new fucking podcast coming out. See ya.
Look, Mommy. There's no plane up in the sky.
Cause this thing called rhyming, no different from coal mining. We both on assignment to unearth a diamond. When you start climbing and them eyes start shining, you be struggling and striving, and they think you prime timing. Maintain and keep silent, make no an observation. It's confrontation, this is the daily operation. My concentration, stay focused on my recitation. About to reach my destination with no pause or hesitation. hesitation, baby, make the preparation, cause this ain't no recreation, this is pro ball, and we letting you know, y'all, at the show, y'all, doing this for dough, y'all, get the phone call, and I'm ready to blow, y'all, about to go, y'all, been a pleasure to know, y'all, and I'm letting you know. To drop these heavy ass bags up my backbone. Around the world with a catalog of rap songs. My baby girl is walking, been away for that long. But no, you haven't, well, at least it's how it seemed to me. My hometown is like a whole different scenery. The old timers on the stoop leaning leisurely. The new jacks up in the park smoking greenery. Easily taken for granted when you up in it, but it's sweet sinning. When you been down for a minute, move around city limits, break them down with the vintage. The N.O. Vintage, classical B-boy image. Collect the winners, cause that's the reason that we came here. This thing is not a game here, the fortune, not the fame here. From New York to the Cadillacs, Cali and the Cadillacs, Chicago, no, we innovate, infiltrate Virginia State, DC make me stimulate, Philly, no, we penetrate, Georgia make us generate, let's set a date to get the pace, they celebrate on my jams in foreign lands, even your mans in Japan know who I am, and our son, make everybody out in the Ponzi, Ichiban, make God man know where you're getting from, phenomenon, excuse me, that's a phone call, it's a show, y'all, trying to get this dough, y'all, about to blow, y'all, been a pleasure to know, y'all, know, y'all. And I'm letting you know I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know if I'll be back again. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait for me. Hold me like you know I'll never go. Even though you know I will, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. I got a lot of things I got to do. But inshallah, I'm coming back to you. Baby boo, I'm a traveling man. Moving through places, space and time. Got a lot of things I got to do. But God willing, I'm coming back to you. Back to you, I'm Japan, we go over the world, we go Paris, we go over the world, we go.